Thanks for tuning in to Pogo City Radio. We're going to get the night moving with Blank 77. Opening up for the Doors next weekend. Punk Rock Rolling Stone Pony. See you there.
We see you landing bitches burning down. We lift our love and then no punks around. We see you red light district girls. We smoke ourselves into another world. We are the punks.
Motherfuckers doing good to be hanging out with you again this Friday night, sitting up in Pogo City HQ. Got some vodka, got some cranberry, and of course I got with me the lovely rude girl Jessica.
What's going on, Pogo Land? I'm excited for tonight. It's gonna be great shows
every fucking week.
Oh my god, I know.
That's
but
why
I gotta
you
say
tune
it
every week, because every goddamn show is fucking great,
and for the banter.
Well, yeah, the show in general is great, including the banter.
Yes.
Oink, oink.
All right, we also got my man, that crusty, dirty, smelly son of a bitch. Why does he always got to sit so close to me? You know I'm talking about Josh.
Hey, when do I get my own soundboard back?
When did, well, like what? Like a pig? You?
No, I mean, I just took a shower before I came over here, so that doesn't work.
Thank God, dude. Finally.
Yo, dude, right? Josh slept on our couch last weekend, as he does most weekends. Goddamn, Josh. Everybody came up. Everybody
no,
that was
I
here.
Did.
No, so did my dad.
Oh, yeah.
And so did Audrey.
Nuh-uh.
Dude, your feet stunk so fucking bad.
The whole downstairs.
Hey, I'm a construction worker. What do you want?
And you came from work, so you got
to
give him that.
I want you to wash your goddamn socks. That's what I
hey,
want to
you
do.
Hey, you came from work.
Well, I mean, that's why I'm crusty, because my socks are crusty.
Yeah, from your fucking, his leftover children.
Oh, God.
All right. So as you guys heard me say in the intro, just announced. Now, the Dwarves were supposed to be playing with Conflict to kick off Punk Rock Bowling Friday night club show at the Stone Pony. But Conflict canceled the whole tour. And now, to my enjoyment,
hell
Blank 77 been added to the bill with the Dwarves. So we're talking the Dwarves and Blanks. Dwarves at 8. Stone Pony.
Two of my favorite bands.
Kicking off Punk Rock
I'm
Bowling.
I'm so sorry.
I gotta be honest. Punk Rock Bowling looked pretty fucking shitty on the East Coast this year. Wasn't going to go to any of it. Was thinking about going to the Dwarves, but was just going to go to the Dwarves Murphy's Law show that's coming up. But Blanks is on this one, so we're there. Yeah, we're there. Right? We're there. So with that being said, why don't we play a little bit of the Dwarves right now? And hey, Jess.
Yeah. Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Let's fuck.
That
was the door. We're gonna move on over with our Belgian band now. The Kid. Coming off with Fashion Top. Fuck the book. For hanging out with us up at Pogo City HQ. Gotta remind all you motherfuckers to check out
PogoCityRadio.com.
Head over to PogoCityRadio.com. Check out what all the fuss is about. Go read some of the articles, listen to some of the old shows, and also keep your eyes peeled for a new article coming out. We're gonna be writing something up. Another Vicious Mistress Records release coming out with Psycho in the Streets Volume 2. Gonna have to find some tracks off that tonight and get them queued up. But make sure you guys go online, look for that. It's all over the internet. You know how that shit works. The comp is called Psycho in the Streets Volume 2. So it's all Psychobilly comp. It's the second Psychobilly comp Vicious Mistress Records has put out. You guys can go back into the archives and hear Taylor call in from Vicious Mistress Records and the Damn Broads and hear that. It was a lot of fun. They were drunk. We were drunk. It was a blast. Can't wait to chill with them gals August 26th at the Alternative Gallery along with Blank 77, the Oi Scouts, the Parasitics, Sick 86, Clerical Error, and more to be announced. You bitches better get there. Speaking of the Oi Scouts, why don't we play the Jersey Fuckers right now on Pogo City Radio? You guys can also go to PogoCityRadio.com and look at the archives and find the 3 hours left. Oi Scout. So, what's up? But we also got, how the fuck have we not brought this up? Got to tell you guys about the pogo dance going down tomorrow night, June 3rd at the Sportsman's Cafe deep in the Shatter Shack on Ridge Avenue in Allentown. Get your motherfucking asses there.
Dance
we got
party.
Fragmente coming in. We got Stagnation, Minor Setback, the A-Town Sluts.
Oh, shit.
Now, Pogo City Radio has tried to book the A-Town Sluts, I don't know, like 7 times. And it always gets shut down. This one,
we're at their homeland.
This is the one club they're allowed to play in the area. So, definitely a lot tighter, too. They actually sound like a band.
The video
now.
Was all right.
They sound like a band now.
Yeah. I forget what the name of that song is.
I don't fucking know. Yeah. Pass Me the Needle
Almost
or something.
Almost Dead or something. Or not Hardly Alive. Something like that.
All right, but make sure you guys come there. And, I mean, the Sluts are always a good time to see. So, get there. Check out the Sluts. Both the A-Town Sluts and the normal Streetwalker Sluts. But come check that out. Like we said, we got Frank Menta coming in from NYC. Minor Setback just shared out their fucking Bandcamp or some shit on Facebook.
Awesome.
So check that shit out. In Minor Setback, they got Jake 40 Ounce, who we play on here sometime with
He's
Working
so
Class Pride. But talking about these unsigned bands, let's get over to a band that hit us up on Facebook. And now you guys can do the same thing if you guys go to facebook.com/PogoCityRadio or just hit us up, PogoCityRadio.com. Send us your shit. We'll get it up if it doesn't sound like absolute trash. And if it does sound like absolute trash, we'll probably play it anyway. But we're going to get to a band now coming out of Washington, D.C. called Black on Black Crimes. Now, these guys have been around for about a year now. They have a couple releases on CD and tape. This third one coming out, that is what we're going to play something off now, is from the promo EP, 2017 promo EP. This one will be released on vinyl, and here's the first track from that, and this is Standards of Beauty by Black on Black Crimes on
Pogo City Radio.
Oi, oi.
Authentic in your face punk rock.
Washington, D.C. You guys can find them at BBC. That's like Big Black Cock. BBC Band. What the fuck? BBC Band INDC.bandcamp.com. Not the best URL.
Yeah.
Oh, I got it. BBC Black on Black Crimes Band in D.C. like the place. .bandcamp.com. So go check that shit out, or type in Black on Black Crimes on Facebook, and you guys can get directed to their page. So I hope you like that. Look out for the 7-inch to be out soon. So Peanut Gallery, not that you're that big yet. I mean, we do have some other faces coming. We will have in the later episodes tonight, we're going to have Jimmy from Clerical Error, who will also be playing August 26th at the Alternative Gallery. Jimmy will be here. He's coming to promote a new comp that he's putting out. So we'll have to see if we can get that shit wired up on tape deck. I know I got a tape deck here, and it's wired into the board, but I don't know how well that shit works. I ain't even going to lie. We ain't never played a tape on Pogo City. But we played plenty of records, CDs, and MP3s, but we never actually played a tape. So we're going to play some tapes tonight.
Bury me in analog.
Tapes really coming back. I have to be honest. I was never a tape person. I always was vinyl and CDs. Like when I was a little kid, I had vinyl and a couple of tapes. And then I got into CDs, and then I went back to vinyl. You know what I mean? But yeah, I never really, I think I've owned like maybe 4 tapes my entire life, which is never a format I can get used to. I mean, at least on vinyl, you got the big, thick grooves to go track by track. The tapes just really fucking annoyed me, except when I was a little kid and I had like a little Walkman. But
yeah, you got to like remember like exactly how many seconds in everything is.
But I mean, it's still awesome. I love any release, and tapes definitely making a comeback. A lot of people putting out tapes. Fucking World Poison was always trying to put out tapes and shit. It's just really, I was never really a tape guy. Vinyl and CDs.
And plus they skip, you know? They tapes? Skip like crazy, don't they? Or is that CD players?
What are you talking about? No, tapes do not skip.
What do tapes do is bad?
Tape, nothing really. They just like don't have individual tracks.
Okay, all right, yeah.
Yeah, no.
I haven't listened to a tape in maybe, I don't know.
And like 8-tracks, they used to just like stop in the middle of everything.
I have never used an 8-track.
Yeah, I have. Before my generation, of course, but like I've had some. I had a Sex Pistols, Never Mind the Bollocks, 8-track. You believe it even came out on that format? I guess the time period fits.
I mean, it's the Sex Pistols, too. I can see that. They were sold pretty hard.
But now, I'm sure we'll get some Clerical Error queued up later tonight once Jimmy gets here because they're on the comp. But they'll be playing that August 26th show with the Oi Scouts, the Parasitics, the Damn Broads, Sick 86, Video Massacre, and all them other bastards. So why don't we get to a little bit of Parasitics right now, coming off last year's 12-inch split with Blank 77, talking about getting blasted with No Gods, No Masters on... Let's fuck out! Right along with a classic here, one of my favorites, Coxfar with What You Gonna Do About It. Jessica rocking the Coxfar shirt.
punk rock.
Hope you guys are having fun hanging out with us on Pogo City Radio. Like I said, remember, come chill with us and buy us some booze tomorrow night at the Sportsman's Cafe, Ridge Avenue, Allentown. Got some great bands coming out. A-Town Slut's been added to the bill. Fragmented, Minor Setback, and Stagnation.
You see, Justin Rowland, we don't have to, you know, our burps are organic. But anyway, yeah, I'm not going to be at that tomorrow, so, you know, the bar tab won't be that high.
I know where Joshy Poo will be. I know where he'll be.
Somewhere good.
I have not been given permission to announce where that crusty fucker Josh will be. I do know that he did ask if he could take a shower at my house tomorrow morning, which is a rarity. Josh, pretty nervous.
Yeah, no, I definitely asked if I could take a shower at the studio tomorrow.
And you took one today? What's going on, man?
It's because. It's because.
Gotta get all the scum off you.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, I got one of those scrubbers in the shower. Hey, you can use that. Just don't use it on your feet.
How about world poison?
Josh was like, let's change the subject. All right, Josh, how about maybe tomorrow you can pull up in a brand new Cadillac.
Oh.
Like the Clash.
Yeah.
Oink.
Coming off London Calling. Cadillac by the Clash. But Josh, I think you got a better chance of
freedom,
being
there ain't no fucking freedom.
Pulling up in a police car rather than a brand new Cadillac. So here's Police Car by the Cockney Rejects.
Punk rock.
All right, now that was the Cockney Rejects on Pogo City Radio, and they are playing tonight in Philadelphia with Duffy's Cut, who we will get queued up later. Just put out a new album like last month or so. What is it called? Killing on the Dance Floor or something like that. I'll find it when it comes up. But before we get there, we're going to have to do a little bit of a Pogo City.
Wildcard, bitches!
What's here?
And now a Pogo City Wildcard is where we play something a little off format. And we're going to go real off format tonight. Actually, Josh, you're wrong about this song, I think. Is this the right song? Or is it a different song?
Paper Airplanes by Emma.
All right. Yeah. Now, this is a complete ripoff of Go to Hell by The Clash, which is how this jumped into our heads when we were just listening to the London Calling track earlier. So now this is like a direct ripoff. The first, is this really Paper Planes? I thought it was another one.
No, it's M.I.A. Right. It's right. A do.
Choo-choo-choo. Yeah. All right. So here's a Pogo City.
Wildcard, bitches!
What's here?
Yes, it is Paper Planes.
If you catch me at the border, I got visas in my name. If you come around here, I'll make them all day. I get one down in a second if you wait. I fly like paper, get high like planes. If you catch me at the border, I got visas in my name. If you come around here, I'll make them all day. I get one down in a second if you wait. Sometimes I think sitting on trains. Every stop I get to, I'm clocking that game. Everyone's a winner. Sitting on trains, every step I get to, I'm clocking that game. Everyone's a winner, we're making our fame. Bonafide hustler, making my name.
You guys should hear all the terrible songs that are being flirted with.
No, the next one is definitely going to be that.
No, it's not. It's not.
Yeah, well, Andrew was just rocking out to this song and knew, like, every fucking word, so had to blow up his spot a little bit.
Yeah, whatever.
Sorry.
Whatever. That's a catchy song. It's a catchy song. I like songs
He's
about
doing a crip walk and shit.
I like songs about putting guns to people's heads and taking their
Me
money.
Me too.
Yeah, it's a good fucking song. you can't think twice about
but
it.
But it's definitely so a ripoff of Go Straight to Hell, Boy.
Yeah, no, absolutely.
Definitely, completely. Yeah, I remember hearing 100%. That song 10 years ago and being like, this is The Clash.
Yeah, no, this is The Clash, but with different lyrics. I mean, they're both badass songs.
All right, let's get back to the
authentic in-your-face punk rock.
And we're going to go to a band that came out of the Lehigh Valley a good 10 years ago, maybe plus. And we got Sean from Sick 86 on vocals here. Now, this isn't Sick 86. This is Common Voice. So let's check out Common Voice coming out of the Backstreets of American Oi Volume 2 with Better Off Dead coming out of Steel City. Sean, Sick 86. Sean also doing the punk rock block party, or punk, not the punk rock block party, the punk block party with us and all the other alternative gallery shows there on, 707 North 4th Street, Allentown, Pennsylvania, bitches. So, yeah. So still waiting for, we're getting things moving a little early tonight.
Sean Bedlam.
Got some fucking vodka and cranberry. We're like out of cranberry already.
I just told Audrey to pick some up.
Oh, did you? All right.
Yeah,
well, we're waiting
on.
She's
not getting back to me. She'll probably get here and realize I messaged.
Yeah, she'll probably get here at like 11:30 at night.
But, I think she's driving. That's why she's not answering.
You got to talk in the microphone.
I think she's driving. That's why she's not answering.
Oh, maybe. We're waiting on Audrey Anarchy and Sean Bedlam. So let's see when those fuckers get here. Plus Jimmy from Clerical Error. Now
Clerical.
Yo, I will talk however the fuck I want to talk.
We've been fighting over pronunciations all night.
I probably have the best vocabulary out of any of you motherfuckers, and I say motherfuckers a lot.
It's the dwarves. The dwarves.
Listen to you.
Yo, yeah. Shut up, Kafefe.
You got to use the W.
All you fucking Pennsylvania motherfuckers.
Yeah, hey, I'm not from Pennsylvania, right?
Yo, Phillipsburg is not part of New Jersey.
Fuck you.
I'm sorry.
Yo, go tell the parasitics that.
You're from Pennsylvania. Yo, when I moved here, and I'd be like, yeah, I'm from Jersey. And people be like, oh, yeah, me too. I'd be like, oh, where are you from in Jersey?
No, I know.
I'd be like, I'm from Irvington. They'd be like, I'm from Peaburg. I'd be like, yo, you ain't from
Jersey. Yeah, no,
Jersey.
That's not really Jersey. It's Easton, like, and the river is just in between.
I know. It's Easton on the other side of the Delaware.
Yes,
that's what it is.
Yes, a little bit more.
A little bit more trailer trashy.
Yes. A little more trailer trashy.
Easton's a bit more ghetto.
And a little more.
Peaburg a little bit more trailer trash.
Yeah, and when you're going over the Free Bridge, you know, you just throw your gun in the river and, you know, go into Peaburg. You don't got to worry about going to jail
your gun.
For 5 years. No, not in Peaburg, you know, not in New Jersey.
You don't need a gun in New Jersey?
No, but if you get pulled over and they find the gun in under your seat, you know, you're going to go to jail for a really
Speaking
long time.
Speaking about being in New Jersey with guns, right? I can remember one time, right? I'm on state parole, all right? Now, when you're on state parole, I'm not anymore, but when you're on state parole, it's not even like you're not allowed to leave the state. You're not allowed to leave the five counties that surround Northampton County, or the four counties that surround Northampton County, actually, because it's five including Northampton.
It should be be able to leave the state because it's called state parole.
Yeah, but no, it's they keep you to the counties. But anyway, so I'm sitting there, and I'm at a funeral, and we're driving, and I notice this coming up to the bridge, and I'm like, oh, shit, are we going into Jersey? I'm like, fuck, I haven't really been going into Jersey lately. I live on a border town, but, like, you know, I'm not trying to get hemmed up. But I'm like, it'll be cool. I'm at a funeral. Nothing's going to happen. Then the people in the car also didn't know they were going to Jersey. And they go, oh, shit, we're going to Jersey? I guess I got to hide my gun. I'm like, oh, fuck. Now I'm in New Jersey on state parole as a felon with a firearm. This is not looking good for me. I was getting a little fucking nervous. But everything turned out. All right. Most nervous I've ever been at a funeral as we went into Jersey with a loaded firearm. But that I did not know we were going to Jersey or had a gun in the car, for that matter. I'm not really for guns. I don't really – not that I'm not for them, but I don't like guns. You can have a gun, but I don't like guns.
I love guns.
Yeah, I don't.
Yeah. I mean
– I don't need a fucking gun, dude. That's the last thing I need.
I know, right? Me and Jessica would both be dead if either one of us had a gun.
It'd be like Sid and Nancy, but with a gun.
Okay, so no guns for Andrew Bedlam and Jessica.
Do you think I stopped buying all my girlfriends a switchblade a long time ago?
Why would you do that to begin with?
When that crazy Cuban bitch tried to stab me that night. Yeah, that's a fun fucking story.
Well, I'm glad you didn't get stabbed, because Pogo City Radio would not exist if you were dead.
Leopard Print Switchblade almost did good old Andrew Bedlaman. Leopard Print Switchblade.
It's too bad.
All right. So why don't we get to one of my favorite Cramp song with Iggy Pop in there, too. You know I'm talking about a little bit of that mini skirt balloon.
Hell, I like it. You can come. come over to my house and fuck my sister.
I will take you up on that offer.
I don't have a sister, my man.
Damn it.
Yay, yay.
And you can't fuck my sister.
Yeah, and you know what? That makes me think about, like, Gigi Allen singing about fucking his sister, and he doesn't have a sister. So, you know, like, what the fuck is that about, Gigi?
That's called paranoid sister schizophrenia.
Sister sodomy? You ain't got no sister, bitch.
We calling you out, motherfucker. Even in the grave.
Calling out Gigi from the grave. Yo, play sister sodomy.
What's with all these people going to Gigi Allen's grave and pissing on it? If you want to, like, really do it, like, go take a shit on his grave and then puke on it.
Smear it all over the fucking place.
It's not there anymore for that reason, though.
Oh, yeah, okay.
His mom was getting mad, from what I understand. Wait, so they moved the body.
Where'd they move the body?
I don't fucking know. Ask Merle. I'm sure he knows. Wherever it is, I'm sure we're not supposed to say it on Pogo City
Radio.
Yeah,
Merle? What the fuck? Let's find out.
I think we might just be able to get that location. Stay tuned in the Pogo City Radio.
I got Dino's number. Let's hit up Dino. He probably knows.
It would take him about 5 hours to explain.
I know. Shit. We love you, though,
Dino. We love you, Dino.
It's not like he's listening. He don't know how the internet works. Like, come on now.
Like, we still got it, you know.
We love you, Dino. Thanks for coming on those couple times. We love it when you're around. We're just picking on you.
He's so cool.
Yeah. Pat will let him hear it. Pat will bring it to the band practice and let him hear it. All right, let's go back to Jersey and get a little smashed with the Cubs. Thanks for hanging out with us on WPDG. First time I mentioned the network, and we're only 47 minutes into the show. Oopsies.
Ha ha!
What's up, Kevin? How you doing, Kevin, over there on WPDG? Thanks for helping us out and hooking us up with this shit. Yeah, you know I mean? Right? Everyone thank Kevin.
Thanks,
thank you,
Kevin.
Kevin.
All right. Well, we're going to go with a track off the second Dead Boys album, We Have Come For Your Children. All right. Now, we're going to do, you know, one of the classic Dead Boys. Classic. All Dead Boys are classic, is it not? But we're going to have to go with a little bit of Ain't It Fun.
Oh, I love this.
Of course.
All right.
I guess we'll have to play this for Finkin.
Yeah.
And Nate. And all the other dead bedroom punks.
Yep.
Yeah.
Dead Boys for Nate and Matt.
Rest in peace.
And all the other 36 friends of ours.
Yes.
But definitely Nate and Matt and Nick. They're the most important.
Well,
Nate,
I didn't
Matt,
know Nick
yeah,
and Nate, but I knew Matt, and Matt was a good guy.
Yeah, they were both dead before you were around, Nate and fucking Nick.
Yeah, Nick's been dead for years. Rest in peace, Nate. If anybody's driving up 33, you might just see a sign on the highway. It's because we went and cleaned up garbage off the highway.
Goddamn hippie.
And yeah, I know. But anyway, yeah, there's a sign for, you know, rest in peace, Nathan, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, now, Matt has an actual, like, brick at a school that he went to that
where,
says,
Easton?
Rest in peace, Matt Finken.
What, at Easton?
No, it's, like, one of his elementary schools. It was, like, they did it for his family and him, whatever. I don't know.
We got to put on a song that's about dead friends soon.
We just kind of did.
I don't know. I mean,
a crusty song, he means.
Yeah, there we go.
Like a SZA song.
But instead of that, we're going to go to a cop-killing song, because
we like killing cops. Well, but, we like thinking about killing cops.
We
don't
we're
a bunch of bitches. We don't kill cops. But
we don't
yeah.
like guns, so how are we going to...
We're fucking hippies.
All that shit.
You're
I know,
calling
right?
Josh a hippie.
Talking all that shit on guns and hippies, but we don't like guns. Josh is a hippie and he likes guns.
Yeah, we've so. Turned into hippies.
Hey, I actually gave a
you
shout
out. You get married
out.
And have kids and you're a punk rocker, you turn into a hippie.
I actually
I'm
gave
not
a
hippie,
shout out.
But.
I gave a shout out to the Toms River Police Department for being really chill to me on like a couple shows ago or something.
And I probably
like that.
Gave you shit for it.
Yeah, but I mean, no, you didn't actually. I don't think
you didn't
did.
Hear you then.
Now, we have already played a Clash song, and that was a brand new Cadillac, and I fucking love that song. But we're going to have to go with another one with Paul singing, and this is The Guns of Brixton.
I knew you were going to say that. Yo, Josh.
Apparently the Gorillas ripped off the Clash, too.
Kick at your front door, how you gonna come? We
Okay, we are back on
Pogo City Radio.
That was The Clash with Guns of Brixton. Brixton.
I think that the ironic thing is that you can't actually own guns in the UK anymore.
You know, also, this song, two songs written off the same situation. Now, The Guns of Brixton and White Riot. I want to ride some more. Both those songs written about the same thing. It was about Paul, who grew up, I don't know what fucking neighborhood was, but I imagine it being like North New Jersey, all right? So it was a very predominant black neighborhood, a very ghetto neighborhood. And I guess they all just stood up one day and rebelled and started a riot. So that's actually what White Riot's about. Paul was writing about how all the black people stood together and fought against the police. And he was saying that he wished the white people would too. You know what I mean? Because some people don't understand what the song White Riot's about. And also that song Guns of Brixton. Oh, he was from Brixton. That was the neighborhood. He was from Brixton, Paul. That's where the riots were. And that's also the same situation that the Guns of Brixton are at. When they kick at your front door, how are you going to come?
With I love
hands
that.
On your head or on the trigger?
On the
of
trigger
your gun?
Of my motherfucking gun.
Us two that don't like guns, though. We're going to come out guns blazing, right?
I'll come out that, with that, fucking...
That reminds me of that Star Hipsters song, Until We're Dead.
I'll come out with Dread.
I have that queued up for the next show. Yo, I do.
Oh, well, what? Stay tuned into Pogo City Radio.
What song?
Until We're Dead. Star fucking
oh,
Hipsters.
Oh, yeah, that's
yeah, that's
a good one.
Yeah.
But we only got we got a couple minutes left, so I guess it's time to get out of here for this hour. On WPDG. Thanks for hanging out with us on Pogo City Radio. We're gonna have to get out of here with a little punk core band, Defiance, for my man Sean Bedlam, who's late as usual. Coming off No Future, No Hope with No Future, No Hope. Gotta remind you guys to check out the Pogo Dance tomorrow night. Sportsman's Cafe, Allentown, Fragmented, Minor Setback, 8-Town Sluts, Dance Party at the end. And also got to remind you guys, next Friday, head out to the Stone Pony for the Dwarves and Blank 77.
Hell yeah.
Punk Rock Bowling. Get there. $20 for four bitches. That's going to wrap it up for Pogo City Radio on WPDG.